Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
An immigration crisis that no one can deny is now, well, playing out in the most horrific way, because you now have society that is being forced to accept thousands and thousands of new immigrants, illegal immigrants, at the exact same time. How do we know this? Because it's now happening all over the country. In the last 24 hours, over 2,200 migrants were caught on video illegally crossing the border near El Paso, Texas, in a massive pre-planned move. Border Patrol sources say the migrants poured over the border knowing that no one could stop them because there was so many of them in Eagle Pass.
Stunning exclusive new Fox video of a train packed car after car filled with cheering people from all over the globe coming our way. This despite the Vice President Kamala Harris very early on in the administration warning people not to come. Well, they didn't listen to her, but they do know the border is open. In Eagle Pass, Texas, our Fox drone captured video of one of the largest mass illegal crossings we have ever seen there. Border Patrol sources telling Fox some 2,200 people have crossed illegally just since midnight. Also in Eagle Pass, Fox cameras capturing the moment migrant families forcing young children to crawl through razor wire to get into this country. Babies. Who does that? They were crossing illegally during a thunderstorm. Texas troopers had to cut the wire to let the little ones especially in, for the safety of those children. And we have this video from San Diego.
You're free to go on where you want. You're free to.
Okay, it's no problem if I go to Chicago.
Where you want. You're free.
Go wherever you want. It's a free country. So you see, those aren't Republican governors pushing those people onto buses. No. They're told, go wherever you want. That was a border agent telling a man, sure, you're free. Just one of the many people from China and Pakistan dropped off on the city streets due to overcrowding at city shelters.
And guess what? In San Diego, where it's hardcore liberals, as you just heard Harris Faulkner there describe, what are they doing? They're saying, go wherever the hell you want to go. We don't care. Just get out of where we are, where you are right now. We can't handle you. Now, sources that have provided cell phone video recorded the Mexican side of the border in El Paso, showing this stampede of migrants rushing to the river's edge overnight, crossing in a lengthy line in the river from shore to shore. The mass crossing happened right next to the port of entry in Eagle Pass, which is the legal way to cross. The drones shot additional video on the U.S. side, showing the large group of migrants being processed very quickly by Border Patrol. Meanwhile, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol tweeted out today saying, quote, under U.S. immigration law, most non-citizens coming to our border are not eligible to remain in the United States of America Asylum laws do not provide for relief solely for economic reasons or for general violence. That doesn't seem to matter. Following, as you know, Title 42 in the public health order that was lifted on May the 11th, Customs and Border Patrol say the United States returned to fully enforcing Title 8 immigration authorities to expeditiously process and remove individuals who arrive at the U.S. border unlawfully and do not have a legal basis to stay. The problem is that's not happening. Even though the Biden administration's Department of Homeland Security said, quote, border crossings have dropped anywhere from 50 to 70% after the expiration of Title 42 over the past several weeks, border crossings have again begun to surge to, again, numbers we have never seen before. NBC News, for example, reported last week, citing a Border Patrol official, that crossings in Arizona and California have reached as many as 2,000 migrants spilling over the border and apprehended every single day. Border Patrol has released anywhere, they say, from 100 to 200 migrants per day into the U.S. streets shortly after they cross the border, according to NBC News reporting. Sources have also said there were roughly 20,000 migrants in federal custody as of last month, meaning we are just letting them go as fast as they're coming into this country. Now, let's go back to this other video that shows 2,500 migrants illegally crossing into the U.S. The CD that we're also been told now because of this, that Customs and Border Patrol has temporarily suspended port of entry operations as migrants are flooding the southern border at levels they've never seen. But if you ask the president, he'll tell you the border is secure. So will the White House. Take a listen to this. And again, it is shocking to see what we're seeing right now.
There's also new footage of another wave of migrants that's headed for the U.S. border. What can you tell us about that?
Well, John, I can tell you that early this morning in Eagle Pass, we witnessed one of the largest mass illegal crossings we have ever seen in the last 2.5 years of covering our southern border. We'll get right to this video. Take a look at this stunning footage. Border Patrol sources telling us just after midnight, about 2,500 migrants crossed illegally into Eagle Pass. You can see this lengthy line of them stretching from shore to shore in the river. This video perspective coming from the Mexican side of the river in Piedras Negras, one of our contacts over there, shooting this video as they essentially bum rushed Eagle Pass last night. And this happened right next to the port of entry where the Biden administration is telling people to cross legally. They don't care. They're crossing illegally because there are little to no fear of consequences. Take a look at this second perspective, this second piece of video showing what was almost essentially a stampede of people rushing down to the edge of the river just after midnight. You can see some Mexican National Guard soldiers kind of standing around aimlessly, not sure of how to try to stop so many people, but they went rushing into the water and crossed illegally right into Eagle Pass. Over 2,500 of them, according to our sources. Then take a look at this video our drone team shot early this morning after the sun came up and those people had already made it to the U.S. side of the border. This is what was left over as they were being processed. Masses of single adults as well as some family units as these migrants continue to have no fear of consequences for crossing the U.S. border illegally. They believe if they step...
By the way, let's just deal with that for a second. You just heard the reporter say they have no fear of repercussions for crossing our border illegally. That sums up the Biden administration's true values. What they truly want to happen. They want this to happen. They want people to come across the border. They want you to come across and to change, fundamentally change this country. They want to change the makeup of this country. And they know that the people that are coming across right now are very likely to have no problem with socialism in this country if that is where people decide to move towards. If there is a candidate that is a socialist, they will have no problem with that socialist. Why? Because they know that they have come from a socialist communist country. And the socialism that they'll look at here, they're going to like a hell of a lot more than what they're going to know about it anywhere else. They're going to say, this is great socialism. We love this type of socialism. This is amazing socialism. You guys give us free food, free water, free housing. You give us everything we want for free. We love this. This is amazing. Can we please keep moving forward with this? They want to fundamentally change this country. And they want there to be the ability to buy votes. So many Democrats are terrified that they're going to lose this African-American vote in this country because of the way they've been treating them like modern day slaves for so long that they're now trying to figure out what's another way. And this is, by the way, the other way of pulling this off. This is how you get the other side of this done. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one, and their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to go back to the second half of this report real quick, because you just heard him say these immigrants, again, they know there's no fear of repercussions. You have a border patrol, and we just played this a moment ago. Agent saying, you're free to go. It's free country. Go wherever you want to. And the guy's like, can I go to Chicago? He's like, I can go wherever you want to. You broke in this country. Now we're letting you go. Have a great life. Listen to the second half of this.
Step foot on U.S. soil, they will be released into the United States, and they are not listening to Biden administration messaging that the border is closed and that they should not come to the United States. And as you mentioned, it appears a lot more of them are on the way. Take a look at this video out of Mexico. Sources providing Fox this footage showing a train full of migrants hooting, hollering, cheering, and waving to the cameras. This is in Zacatecas, Mexico, and that train is heading straight for the U.S.-Mexico border. It is heading north. Once these migrants get into Mexico, Mexico mass issues them humanitarian visas like candy almost. That allows them to travel throughout Mexico. and they go right to the U.S.-Mexico border, some of them going to Piedras Negras, which is the city across from Eagle Pass, and then you see what happens. The result last night, mass illegal crossings, and our Border Patrol sources are telling us more of these trains are heading north as I speak to you right now, and these numbers are expected to get worse. Back out here live, CBP sources telling Fox News that as of this morning, they had over 20,000 migrants in federal custody, and that's even with all these mass street releases they've been doing to try to decompress. We are told they're getting close to a breaking point and that they feel the border has never been worse. We'll send it back to you.
Has never been worse. Now, I believe them, by the way, when they say this. I think they're telling you the truth. I don't think they're lying to you. I think they do believe that this is the worst it's ever been. And these trains, I've talked to some different people down at the border who have said that they now believe that these trains are going to be the most efficient way to maximize and get people to the border quickly with human trafficking and smuggling. Now, what does that mean? It means that you load them into train cars like cattle. And you load up the women, the children, the men, and you throw them in there and you say, all right, get comfortable. You're on this train. We're going to take you all the way to the border. And then when you get to the border, you're all going to bum rush the border as fast as you can. And when you bum rush this border, no one's going to stop you. Border Patrol is going to get you. And then you're going to be immediately let go. And you can go wherever you want to go. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. There is nothing that they will not allow you to do. And we heard it in those tapes. They're not lying. The Border Patrol agent clearly acting on behalf of the Department of Homeland Security, making it clear that you are here. When you are here, you are free to go. You can go wherever you want to. You hear the illegal immigrant say, can I go to Chicago? It's a free country. You can go. You break into this country and this is what happens afterwards. Whatever you want to do, you can go. Wherever you want to go, you can go. There is nothing that is going to stop you. Now, Republican governors are now starting to demand transparency from the Biden administration on the migrant crisis. One of those is Montana's governor, who was on Fox earlier. Here is what he had to say about this crisis.
Specifically on the issue of fentanyl, I want to put this on screen here. These are units of fentanyl. I want you to go ahead and define a unit in a moment here. But in 2023, you had 286,000 in your state. Last year was 188,000. Prior to that, though, it was 60,000. The trend is obvious. It's not moving in the right way. What about that?
Yeah. This open border policy is just creating a flood of drugs. We've seen 100,000 deaths across the United States every year. In Montana alone, we apprehended more fentanyl in the first 6 months of this year than we did in the entire year last year. And let's be clear, this fentanyl is coming across the border by drug cartels. They're profiting from this, and the precursors are coming from China.
So you have to ask yourself the question, how compromised is Joe Biden by China that he can't even call out the fentanyl that's coming across the border? That's enough fentanyl to kill every American X number of times over, and is more fentanyl at this point this year than we ever saw even the year before that. Why is it that we have a president that will not call them out for this and call them what they are? And we all know what they are. They're drug traffickers. The Chinese communist government are drug trafficking. And they're killing Americans, and they're proud of it. And we're still trading with China, and we're acting like there's no issues with China, and we're acting like there's no compromise of the presidency at the hands of China, who clearly got their tentacles into the president and the president's family and into his son, into the Biden crime family, into the big guy. No one, though, is talking about that either. Now, you heard what the governor said there. He's demanding transparency from the Biden administration on the migrant crisis because he said this is an issue that is affecting every single American in this country, not just from an illegal immigrant coming across the border, but also from the fentanyl standpoint. There's also another issue here that has to be brought up. New York City has turned on Joe Biden, at least when it comes to illegal immigrants. I told you what Mayor Adams said about this being a crisis. He doesn't see a way to turn it around. He's terrified of what's happened in his city. It was ruining and destroying a city. Yet he refuses to actually call out Joe Biden, telling Joe Biden, secure the damn border. What we also know is Biden apparently has no plans to address the illegal immigration crisis in New York City, even though he is in New York City. despite being just four streets over, by the way, from New York City's Migrant Intake Center when he's addressing the UN for his visit there. Take a listen.
Despite the UN being just four avenues away from the Roosevelt Hotel, which is the Migrant Intake Center here in New York City, the president has no plans to visit or address the migrant crisis here in New York. In fact, he has no plans to meet with Mayor Adams during his three-day visit, a departure from last year when the two met and attended fundraisers together. The federal government also making no indication that they intend to increase funding to New York City. FEMA providing $104 million. For context, that covers just 13 days of the crisis here. The Biden administration, frustrated with Adams' response and his inability to stop the crisis, also pointing the finger at Congress to do more.
So it's not their problem. It's not their fault. The Biden administration is perfect. Everyone else sucks. Right? Everyone else is terrible. Everyone else sucks. Everybody else is the problem. We are not the problem, the White House. We're not the problem that our Department of Homeland Security is allowing for an open border. You know what's even funnier than all this? And it just has to be a side note here. I got to throw this in real quick. You have a military, by the way, that just lost a $100 million plane. Did you guys know that? And they were asking for people to help them find their $100 million plane. This is the same government that says they can secure a border, but they cannot find a plane. This is the same government, by the way, that found everybody that was in and around January the 6th, the Capitol, and has been going around the country hunting them down. But they need your help finding a $100 million plane that they lost. What was even funnier than that is John Kirby was asked about it on TV. And this was the question he was asked on MSNBC.
Let me ask you about the F-35. How does the U.S. military lose a $100 million plane?
That will be something that they will investigate. Believe me, after every aviation mishap, the Pentagon does what the Pentagon does. They'll investigate it to try to get the answers on what happened. And they'll also, I'm sure, look at their own search and recovery efforts of the aircraft itself to see whether that was conducted in all the appropriate ways. They'll investigate this. And as the Defense Department always does, they'll be transparent about it when they find the answers.
Oh, yes. Don't worry. They're going to be transparent. How does the U.S. military lose a $100 million airplane? These are the same yahoos that tell you the border is secure, even though the border is not secure. This is the same government that tells you that 9,000 migrants encounter a day has happened. 9,000 a day since Friday. Apparently, that's completely normal, and that's what a secure border looks like.
CBP sources say they have encountered nearly 9,000 illegal immigrants a day at the southwest border since Friday. That's more than 35,000 in 96 hours.
In 96 hours, more than 35,000 illegal immigrants they've encountered.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
No, we didn't either when we were watching this.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The media, by the way, it's like they don't know how to play this. News Nation, they put it on their screen as border report, not border crisis, just a border report. And if you listen to the report, it's anything but a report. It's clearly they're talking about a crisis, but it's like they're so confused. They're like, wait, this is Biden, so we got to be careful. We can't call it a crisis. We'll just call it a border report. And yet in their report, it's not a report. A report's like a weather report. It's like 73 and sunny, right? No. That's not their report. Listen to their border report, which is nothing but a breaking news crisis at the border.
This morning, U.S. Customs and Border Protection announcing it is temporarily suspending cargo processing at the Bridge of the Americas in El Paso, Texas, because you guessed it, that huge surge, that continuous influx of migrants crossing into the country illegally. That means truckers who usually make the crossing, they'll have to find other routes. Officials closed a pedestrian border crossing in California for the same reason. This problem has no solution in sight.
No solution in sight. No, there is a solution. It's called secure the damn border. They just won't report on that being the solution to the problem. And they certainly won't connect the dot for you in their border report, right? Even though that's the biggest lie ever. It's a border crisis. This is like humanitarian crisis. This is an invasion. They won't tell you that this is because of Joe Biden, that Joe Biden could stop this tomorrow. You move from there, from News Nation over to CNN. Same thing. They don't know how to report on this, but they know they've got to.
Migrant crisis at the southern border is exploding once again. This morning, officials in El Paso say the Texas city is on the cusp of a third wave of migrants, and local shelters are already over capacity. The region has seen a spike in migrants at the Texas-Mexico border, averaging about 1,200 encounters per day.
So at least they'll tell you we're on the cusp of a third wave of migrants, right? At least they'll tell you that it is totally insane. But where is the accountability? There is no accountability for the president. They'll even put people down there. A friend of mine, by the way, Ed Lavandera, worked with him at CNN. He's a CNN senior national correspondent. Got to give him a really fancy title. He said this about the border crisis in El Paso.
There are more than 20,000 migrants in the custody of Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection right now. So a great deal of concern as to what exactly this means and how long this surge might last.
Yeah, it's a really good picture that you and your photographer are showing us. You're right next to a shelter, and yet there are people out there on the streets.
On the streets. Why are they on the streets? Because there's no room left in the shelter. That's why. So what was the president doing when all this was happening? He was at the United Nations addressing the world. Well, let's be honest. He wasn't addressing the world. He was mumbling to the world. This is Biden at the UN incoherently mumbling as he reads his remarks from his teleprompter at the UN General Assembly.
Now, even as we evolve our institutions and drive creative new partnerships, let me be clear. Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
I have no idea what he's saying. No one knows what he's saying. This is the president of the United States of America versus a teleprompter, right? He was reading the teleprompter as well a few minutes later when he said this.
There can only be one answer to that question. We must and we will. The road ahead is long and difficult, but if we preserve, persevere, and prevail, if we keep the faith in ourselves, and show what possible.
Show it possible, right? Preserve, persevere, prevail. So the road ahead is long and difficult. That's our president at the United Nations, mumbling his way through that speech. That wasn't all that he had to say. He had more to say at the UN, right? Joe Biden had this to say about his administration for one day. He says his administration. Listen to this.
For one day, my administration, the United States, has treated this crisis as an existential threat from the moment we took office, not only for us, but for all of humanity.
For one day? Just for one day. So I think he's meant to say from day one. But instead, he says it twice. For one day, my administration, the United States, has treated the climate crisis as an existential threat. For one day. I'm sure the people around the world are watching this going, well, this is amazing, right? Oh, and by the way, if you thought he was going to hold China accountable for killing Americans with fentanyl, no, he's not. Why? Because they've compromised him. So instead, Biden is saying this about China. He said this one, by the way, coherently.
Work together with China on issues where progress hinges on our common efforts. Nowhere is that more critical than accelerating the climate crisis, than the accelerating climate crisis.
I don't know what he's saying. I think you can agree that you don't know what he's saying either. But let's give him another shot at it. Joe Biden talking about China again, saying we're going to decoupling, whatever the hell that means.
I've said we are for de-risking, not decoupling with China.
Oh, well, that's good to know. So China still owns us and we're still their BITCH. Got it. That's good news. Oh, and by the way, while we're going broke with what are we now? $13 trillion in debt. Biden is now asking the United States Congress for additional funds to expand the World Bank. He wants you as a taxpayer to give him another $25 billion for the World Bank that has nothing to do with you.
Under the new president of the World Bank, change is already taking root. Last month, I asked the United States Congress for additional funds to expand World Bank financing by $25 billion. And the G20, we rallied the major economies of the world to mobilize even more funding. Collectively, we can deliver a transformational boost to World Bank lending.
Why do I care about World Bank lending? Why do I care about sending another $25 billion when I'm trillions in debt, Mr. President? He also had one of his biggest brain freezes during this. This is all from one speech. These are the highlights of one speech. He had another brain freeze during his UN speech where he kept saying the 21st century over and over again like a broken record.
Simply put, the 21st century results are badly needed. They're needed to move us along. That starts with the United Nations.
So the United Nations is leading the world. The president's brain freezes during his UN speech. Keeps talking about the 21st century, doesn't know exactly what he's saying. And by the way, the U.S. delegation at the United Nations, well, they weren't paying very close attention to Biden during his speech either. Anthony Blinken, John Kerry, and others talking to one another like it was a total fiasco that they were watching in front of themselves. But this is now where we are as a country. And the White House understanding that they're under criticism right now for the economy and a president that seems to be giving away money to Ukraine and to the World Bank and anybody else and allowing our borders to be open and ruining this country each and every day. Janet Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, she comes out on TV today saying, well, if you don't understand how good your life is, that's kind of your fault because we promise you Bidenomics is working.
I'm not asking you to play therapist with the American voter, but there seems to be a disconnect between the numbers we're seeing and the way people are feeling about the economy, and how do you account for it?
I agree with you that there's a disconnect, and I don't have a simple and convincing answer, but Americans have been through a lot. The pandemic really took a toll on American families, on children, on households. We are enjoying a remarkable recovery, but also with high inflation, much of it reflecting supply bottlenecks that developed during the pandemic, and then with Russia's brutal attack on Ukraine, we saw a surge in gas prices, in food prices.
Here's what I can tell you. This administration has no clue what the hell is going on. this administration has no idea what they're going to do to fix any of your problems, and that's because they're too busy whoring out this country to the highest bidder that gave them money personally. They have no plan for the border. They have no plan for the economy. They have no plan for national security. They have no plan for the national debt. They have no plan for any of this, and that's what you need to understand. Make sure you share this with your family and your friends. Our podcast, please write us a 5-star review. It helps us reach more people. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.